day, Moses decided to take his flock of sheep to the far side of the wilderness toward Mount Sinai. Though this journey was unfamiliar to his sheep, they trusted Moses. For more than 40 years, Moses had learned the confidence and compassion of a good shepherd. He led and protected his sheep. God was using Moses' time as a shepherd to prepare him for an incredible task. Moses was going to lead God's people out of slavery and into freedom. As Moses led his sheep, they eventually came to a canyon near the base of Mount Sinai. It was surrounded by a range of smaller hills, so it would be safe, and it had some grass for his sheep to graze. As Moses searched the area for wolves and other dangers, he noticed off in the distance a large bush covered in flames. Moses rushed toward it. As he neared the bush, he could see that it was burning, but the fire did not destroy it. Alarmed and curious, Moses moved even closer. Suddenly, a voice came from the bush. "Moses! Moses! Do not come any closer. Take off your shoes, because the place you are standing is holy." Moses fell back in awe and did as the voice commanded, taking off his sandals and bowing low. Moses gave this strange and wonderful sight his full attention, and the voice continued to speak. "I am the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." "God speaking to me?" Moses trembled and did not dare to look at him. The Lord God continued, "I have seen the sorrow of my people who are in bondage under Egypt's great power. I have heard their cry, and I am familiar with their pain. It is time for me to deliver them." Moses continued to listen as God spoke. "Get ready. I am sending you to Pharaoh to set my people free." Long ago, Moses had dreamed of helping his people, but so much time had passed, and Moses was uncertain. He asked, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and lead your people out of Egypt?" God assured him, "I am with you, and I am going to prove it by bringing my people safely out of Egypt." Moses continued to hesitate. "What should I tell the children of Israel when they ask who you are and what your name is?" God replied, "Tell them, I am who I am sends you." And he added, "Tell them that this will be my name forever." But Moses became afraid and wondered how he could do this. The Egyptians hated him, and the Hebrews, his own people, despised him. But God assured Moses that he would go with him. Still, Moses was afraid and asked, "But what if they don't believe me?" God answered, "Throw your staff onto the ground." Moses did as he was told, and it became a live snake. Then God ordered him to pick up the snake, and it became a staff again. God showed him another sign. "Put your hand in your cloak and pull it out." When he did, his hand was full of leprosy. God instructed him to do it again, but this time, the leprosy disappeared. It would be clear to the Hebrews and the Egyptians that God was with Moses. But Moses was still afraid, too terrified to speak to Pharaoh. "I am not a very good speaker," he argued. By now, God was angry at his unbelief and reminded Moses that he, the God of the universe, had created Moses and prepared him for what he was called to do. Even so, God assigned Aaron, Moses' brother, to be a spokesman and to support Moses in the days ahead. So Moses returned his flock of sheep safely to their home and, with his brother Aaron, left on the great adventure. He would shepherd the people of Israel, deliver them out of the slavery of Egypt, and lead them safely to a land promised to them by God.